Welcome to the Humanized Podcast, Your Health Personalized. I'm your host, Rebecca Kelly, and our guest today is Dr. Murray. Dr. Murray is one of the world's leading authorities on natural medicine. He has published over 30 books featuring natural approaches to health. He is a graduate, former faculty member, and serves on the Board of Regents of Pasteur University in Seattle, Washington. Dr. Murray has dedicated his life to educating physicians, patients, and the general public on the tremendous healing power of nature. In addition to his books, which have cumulative sales of over 5 million copies sold, Dr. Murray has written numerous articles for major publications, appeared in hundreds of radio and TV programs, and lectured to hundreds of thousands of people nationwide. For the past 35 years, Dr. Murray has been compiling a massive database of original scientific studies from the medical literature. He has personally collected over 65,000 articles from the scientific literature, which provides strong evidence on the effectiveness of diet, vitamins, minerals, herbs, and other natural measures in the maintenance of health and the treatment of disease. It is from this constantly expanding database that Dr. Murray provides the answers on health and healing. Thanks for being on the show, Dr. Murray.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Our first question is related to risk factors for COVID-19. It's such a timely thing, but for nutritional deficiencies, anything that we should be aware of, and also along with certain drugs that could adversely affect COVID-19, or any other factors that you would want to share?
Yeah, I think it's been well publicized that there are a number of comorbidities: obesity, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, chronic renal disease, taking immunosuppressive drugs. These are all associated with an increased risk for getting COVID-19 and having a more severe form and even dying from it. There are a lot of nutritional factors that come into play with this disorder. The one that's really achieved the most recognition in the medical literature is vitamin D. Vitamin D deficiency or insufficiency really is something you want to avoid because it plays a huge role in this disease. When they've looked at vitamin D levels, they've discovered that if you have good levels, you're not going to have a severe outcome. But if you are low in vitamin D3, it increases your risk for having more severe disease, having to go to the ICU, and potentially dying from it. And, just looking at the statistics, looking at the data that we have right now, and when they sift through all this data, they're gonna come to the conclusion that we could have done a lot more for these people. One of the things that the government or somebody should have done right off the bat was institute a mass vitamin D3 supplementation program. I say that because if you look at vitamin D3 levels, ideally, nutritionally oriented doctors like to see blood levels above 60 nanograms per ml. The studies show that when people had levels below 20 and they got COVID, it was almost as death sentence. Mortality rate was about 98%. And just a little bit higher, 24, again, not ideal, but just that little bit more wasn't associated with that same degree of mortality. I think we could have changed the outcome considerably if we would have just had people supplementing with vitamin D3. Roughly about 400,000 people died. If we would have helped those people just get their vitamin D3 levels up to 30, 60 is ideal, but if we just got them up to 30, the death rate may have been as low as 40,000.
Wow.
So we'd have reduced it by a factor of tenfold.
That's powerful. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And so many of us are low. We know that when we go get it tested. So
right.
So in addition to vitamin D, what else would you?
Well, I mean, even something simple like, vitamin C levels are very low in COVID-19. And things like zinc are very important. I'm a big fan of N-acetylcysteine. This is a form of an amino acid that has been shown to boost glutathione levels. And all of those core morbidities that I mentioned, high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, chronic renal disease, chronic lung disease, they're all associated with having low glutathione status. And this is another major risk factor for having a severe outcome with this disorder. And we know that glutathione levels can be boosted with N-acetylcysteine, and N-acetylcysteine has some immune enhancing activity. In fact, if you compare N-acetylcysteine to a flu vaccine for preventing upper respiratory tract infections, the N-acetylcysteine outperforms a flu shot. NIH has kept track on the benefits of flu shots since 2003, and they estimate that it's about 10 to 60% effective, depending upon the year. But that's significantly less effective than a study with N-acetylcysteine. And vitamin D3 is another substance that's been shown to be very helpful in protecting against upper respiratory tract infection, particularly the flu. So there's a lot that we can do, just simple things with taking a high potency multiple, taking extra vitamin C, and making sure we get our vitamin D3 levels up. And then there are a number of specialty nutritional compounds like N-acetylcysteine that I think are really critical for this time.
I know you had described how important so many different factors are, and you referenced it as, you know, like a car, right? So yeah. It's not just gas, but you also need oil, and you also need other fluids. You need to make sure your brakes, like it's not just one thing. It's actually a multiple kind of.
Yeah. It's, you know, one of the things about nutritional compounds is that they have some benefits on their own, but the thing that we have to realize is they don't work independently that much. They work as a part of a system, and we really need all of these nutrients working together. And the critical statement that I'll make right now is a deficiency of any single nutrient can lead to significant depression of the immune system, and it could mean the difference between being able to fight off this virus effectively or dying from it. So, nutritional adequacy is absolutely critical. These compounds are essential nutrients. And what that means is they're absolutely essential in order for our immune system to function properly. And it's kind of silly that hasn't been looked at enough. And if you look at the people that are really hit hard by this virus, nutritional deficiencies are common in these groups. People are looking at racial factors and economic factors and, you know, these comorbidities. The common factor in all these situations is nutritional status.
Wow, it's powerful. So if there was a way that you would summarize what you just shared in, like, you know, 3 to 5, although we talked about how important it is to have the whole, you know, car running with all of its fluids. If there were 3 to 5, how would you say that? What would that summary be?
Well, you mean 3 to 5 causative factors for
just takeaways. Like if someone was going to do 3 to 5 things in order to make sure that, you know, there may, you know, you can make it 6, you can make it. But if there were just, you know, if they just only heard this and they knew they needed to take steps, what would those steps be?
Well, the first step I would just recommend, because the data is so strong, is get your vitamin D3 levels up. Ideally, get a blood test to see where you are. You want to get that vitamin D3 level. You want to get it up above that 60 nanogram per ml. If it's below 20 and you get COVID, it carries with it 100% mortality rate. Just getting it up to 34, again, it's not ideal, but just getting it up to 34 was associated with a 0% mortality rate. So when I tell people we could cut the overall mortality rate tenfold if we would have just gotten vitamin D3 levels up. There's data to support that. So the big takeaway, get your vitamin D3 levels up. Next takeaway, your immune system requires a steady stream of nutrients. So take a good high potency multiple vitamin and mineral formula and really focus on some of those important immune supportive ingredients such as vitamin C, and maybe take some extra vitamin C, 500 to 1,000 milligrams per day. Make sure you're getting zinc, 20 milligrams for a woman per day, 30 milligrams per day for a man. And those are just absolutely critical to fight this virus.
Okay, so vitamin D, make sure we are getting a good multiple so we have good balanced nutrition. And then zinc.
Top. Yes. Yeah. Maybe a little extra vitamin C, 500 to 1,000 milligrams should be enough. Okay. And I also mentioned that N-acetylcysteine. I think it's really important, particularly if you have any of those comorbidities, because they're all associated with low glutathione status. So if you have high blood pressure, chronic lung disease, you're overweight or have obesity or type 2 diabetes, or chronic renal disease, take 600 to 1,200 milligrams of N-acetylcysteine per day, and that'll go a long way to help protect your lungs from this infection.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Murray. We really appreciate you being on the show, and we really appreciate having you.
All right. Thank you.